Hi, I'm Scott Hansman, and this is Azure Friday. We're here with Galen Ilyev, and we're talking about testing in production for Azure websites. Yep. This is a feature I'm really excited about.
Yeah, it's a very interesting feature, and we're glad to announce it as well. It allows some interesting things for customers to do. For a starter, we had for a while staging slots, and people can use staging slots to deploy the next version of their website mm-hmm. and test it with their tests, and whenever they're ready, they can swap. But this is all good, but it's all 100% of the traffic to one slot or another.
So and with staging slots, I had like my website for my podcast, mm-hmm. Hansel Minutes, and then I had dash staging.
Yes.
And before I could just swap between, mm-hmm. and then I could make dev and test and staging and have
yes.
different ones. But like
yes.
you just said, it's all the traffic to this slot or that slot.
Yes, it's all the traffic. Once you swap, you get to choose 100% of the traffic going to production slot or to stage slot or to dev slot.
Right.
Yes, with that feature, you can pick and choose like the percentage that you want to have. If you're developing a new version mm-hmm. and you want to see the perception of the users, how they see the new version, or you want to test the performance, you can reroute like 5% of the traffic or 2% of the traffic to your dev slot. And you can have like 30% to your staging slot and the rest for your production. And you can measure and see the response rate, the performance, and also number of errors, if there are any, mm-hmm. as well. So that's the testing in production, what it gives you.
Let's see how you can set it up.
Yeah. So for a starter, I have this Ford Coffee website, mm-hmm. which you can see the background, you can see the title here, and all it does is just fetching from databases some products and images. Mm-hmm. And I have a slot called VNext, which I changed the background color, and I added for a difference this VNext suffix for the title.
So this is
title.
Using the traditional way we use deployment slots. You've got
yes.
VNext, like the beta site.
Yes,
that's the different slot.
That's the beta site. For like you can think of this being a facelift for the site, new appearance for the website, mm-hmm. and you want to show it for the users to see how they perceive it, and as well if there is a code changes as well, how the code changes perform.
Okay.
And we go to the portal. On the sides blade, you can scroll down for the testing in production part, and then, but in the drop down, we can see the list of the slots. So now I want to reroute, let's say, 50% of the traffic, so it's easier to show like the variance.
And production updated to 50%.
And production updated to 50%. For
All
instance,
right.
if you choose to stage like another 5%. Then you can see how much percent is left for the production traffic.
All right.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that right now. But we do have now 50% of the traffic routed to VNext. So switching back to production site, we can see here this is the production host name. And just doing a refresh, then the variant is executed. And right there, we see the VNext is being loaded. And also, it's what happens on the under the the hood is we drop a cookie called tipmix. So we use random number generator to assign the first request from the users to a slot. And we drop a cookie, so make sure all the further requests, they're landing on the same slot.
That was my next question, exactly. Mm-hmm. So once they show up here, they're not going to jump back and forth as they move through the process.
Yes,
you're
so
here
yes.
because that cookie pins you here.
Yes, the cookie is lives for the length of the session. And it's pinned, the user is pinned for the slot. And as we change the pages here, back and forth, the user stays there. So once it's selected, it's selected and stays there for the length of the session.
If I wanted to have them like opt in or get out, what if he says, I don't want to be here?
Yeah. So if the user decides to, it's confused or it's wants to do something in a hurry, some task in a hurry, and want to like quickly buy a product without exploring the new version, mm-hmm. there is a way. Like I have in this this demo, if they click on the standard version, what happened is we have this wave to us at a query string and specify the slot name that they can go to. This is like a specific reserved word cell for like production.
Right.
And also there is another way. For instance, if like in reverse, if you want don't want to expose the slot yet, you can show VNext to 0%. It's still in the mix. people won't be rerouted, 0% of the traffic.
Oh, that's clever.
But when you go and specify the slot name here, vNext, it's still loaded.
So not only can I do the, you know, the 50-50 testing or routing, whatever percentage I want between different things, they can opt out, but if I have a new site, I could have a thing that says, click here to try our beta site.
Absolutely.
They jump over. This is built in. I don't have to write any code.
No code at all. Just configuration. Just go to the portal, select the ratio, and that's it.
That's amazing. So what about scale? What if I've got lots of web servers in the scale
out? Yeah, so by default, all the slots and all the slots live on the same web hosting plan. But if you expect some burst in the traffic, there is a way to specify the slots to go onto different web hosting plan. Mm-hmm. And also, it doesn't make sense to have production slot serving from 10 machines and interfering with the vNext as well. And you can move vNext slot onto different hosting plan and host it on two machines, for example. Mm-hmm. So that way, it's a clean performance traffic. It's they don't interfere. You can measure the performance of both of them.
Mm-hmm. And is the routing percentage always a static number?
Yeah. So in the portal, it's always static. But what we have in PowerShell exposed in the tools, there is a way to specify ramp up and ramp down. It can be very like complex scenario mm-hmm. That we can go in deep a lot. But what we can do is we can specify the initial percentage. For instance, in that case, we can specify. Let's say starting from, let's say 20%, mm-hmm. and every 1 minute or every like 5 minutes, the system specifying change interval every 5 minutes, the system will go and check the metrics using our default algorithm. Will check the metrics and decide how does the slot performs, which one performs better, and if performs the slot performs well, it will bump up the traffic percentage by the step. So in that case, it will bump the traffic percentage by 5%, and it will do this this check every 5 minutes. And also, we can specify max percentage and min percentage, which means it can go up as high as 30% in that case, or as low as 1%. So if the slot doesn't perform very well, it can go down, but still get some traffic. Mm-hmm.
So you said if the slot performs well, how would I decide? How will this tell me to make a decision if I want to continue scaling?
So this is just using by default our algorithm. There is a way to specify a callback in the as a REST API, mm-hmm. which is put here, and we're going to publish later like a template in the Kudu site, where people can just install this extension and modify the code mm-hmm. and use their own business logic to make a decision.
So I might have analytics from the App Insights people mm-hmm. or New Relic or someone, and mm-hmm. I'm going to slowly move people from one site onto the new site, and I'm going to watch, and oh, if the CPU gets too high, then that's not a good idea, let's back
yes.
off.
Yes, exactly. Or if out of the sudden, let's say the memory is very tight on the slot mm-hmm. and the rate of the 500 HTTP response 500 is higher, then it will dial down and the users won't be affected. So this is all built in.
And do you think that this is something I could use for a rolling deployment? Would that be a reasonable use case?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So whenever new version comes, it's what users can do is they can specify starting percentage and specify minimum and maximum version, minimum and maximum routing percentage. And once they reach like 50%, it will be ready to just do a swap.
That is fantastic.
Yeah.
We are learning all about Azure websites and testing in production here on Azure Friday.